This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India is emerging as a major maritime power in the world. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering today after dedicating three frontline naval warship combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagshir, to the nation on their commissioning at the naval dockyard in Mumbai. Mr. Modi said it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all the stakeholders.
आज भारत पूरे विश्व और खासकर ग्लोबल साउथ में एक भरोसेमंद और जिम्मेदार साथी के रूप में पहचाना जा रहा है। भारत विस्तारवाद नहीं, भारत विकासवाद की भावना से काम करता है। भारत ने हमेशा ओपन, सिक्योर, इंक्लूसिव और प्रॉस्परस इंडो-पैसिफिक रीजन का समर्थन किया है।
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this year is the year of reform for the defence sector and by the end of the year, the defence sector will implement many reforms. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. President Draupadi Murmu lauded Indian Army's humanitarian work during crises and disasters. In a message, President Murmu highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring national security. Prime Minister Modi said the government is committed to the welfare of the armed forces and their families through various reforms and a focus on modernization. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the Indian Army is known for its courage, bravery, sacrifice and professionalism. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan also extended greetings to all ranks of the Indian Army on the occasion. India and Singapore today discuss cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization and trade development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meeting with the visiting President of Singapore, Dharman Shanmugaratnam, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said as the two countries celebrate 60 years of bilateral relations, he's confident that Singapore President's visit will add new momentum to India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. President Dharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu tomorrow at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. Mr. Shanmugaratnam is on a 5-day visit to India. Meta India has apologized for its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's statement that the incumbent government in India lost elections in 2024 due to its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid the massive row over the remark, India representative of the social media giant apologized today, calling it an inadvertent error. Responding to the Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav's post-fact-checking Zuckerberg's remark in 2024 elections across the globe, Meta India's Vice President, Public Policy, Shivnath Tukral, on social media X said that Mark's observation that many incumbent parties were not re-elected in 2024 elections holds true for several countries, but not for India. He said the Meta is apologizing for this error. Earlier, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey, who heads the Parliament's Standing Committee on Communications and IT, had said that the panel will summon the Meta over incorrect information. South Korea's impeached president, Yoon Suk Yeol, was arrested today by law enforcement officials. Yoon was impeached and charged with insurrection over his short-lived effort to impose martial law last month. It is the first time in South Korean history that a sitting president has been detained. Dense fog and low visibility engulfed the Delhi NCR today, affecting flight and rail operations. As many as 44 Delhi-bound trains and several flights have been reported delayed. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions during the night and early morning hours in Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan tomorrow and in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh over the next 2 days. And that's the end of this news bulletin.